Well, the point of the meeting is that every corporation has an annual general meeting, and the annual general meeting is designed to take to the shareholders or members of the ownership group and report on the year that has gone by. And so that's the purpose of this meeting, is to go to them and report what our financial situation is, what's happened through the season, and et cetera. Everybody in the organization has some part in that reporting process to the membership.
So just for those who aren't aware, who is eligible to come to the meeting, and how do you become eligible?
Well, who's eligible to come to the meeting boils down to, and I don't want to use the word shareholder because it's not a share per se, but there was an original group of people who put up the money to bring the Swift Current Broncos back to Swift Current. Those are the people who the board report to.
Right.
And so shareholders and the media... let me go back and correct myself, membership and the media are invited to the meeting.
Now, is it possible for someone to become a part of that group, even though they didn't invest back in the day? Can they invest now if they want to, you know, have an interest in this?
We have discussed this at great length because we would like to see more membership involved. Now, within corporations and the rules and regulations that govern corporations, et cetera, it's not as easy as snapping your fingers and saying, yes, we're going to open it up. How would you value them, you know, and all this type of thing? So this is something that the board of directors will be discussing down the road at some point in time, you know, as to how we can do that. Because theoretically, our membership right now is getting older and older and older. Many of our original members have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And one only needs to extrapolate to the extreme and ask yourself, well, how many years would it be before all the original members passed away?
Right.
And we would be a team with no ownership.
And in terms of being on the board of directors, are you meant to be an original member? I guess I'm under the impression there are a couple of guys who weren't.
Well, that's right, because there hasn't been any membership sold since the original team was brought back. And so there are people on the board who are not members.
Is that going to be a part of the meeting? Are you pretty well locked into your board as it stands, or is there a possibility for some changes there?
There's a possibility for some changes, yeah.
Okay. So that goes on all at the meeting. Now, on top of that, from what I understand, beyond reporting on the year, there is going to be a report on the future of the organization and plans.
That's correct.
Can you sort of spell out what that is?
Part of our work over the last, actually, it's likely about a year and a half now since inception to where we are today. But a lot of the things that we've done here were centered around a couple of documents. One of them was the strategic management framework. And so we are going to be putting, to the media as well as to the membership, what that means, what our plan is, what we are going to do to ensure the long-term viability of our franchise. So that will be part of the AGM and part of the board of directors report to the membership.
And it's certainly timely, isn't it? Because there's been lots of talk recently about the season ticket sales being slower than normal this year, and they were down last year as well. And certainly there's word that there's going to be a significant loss announced at this upcoming annual general meeting. So this is certainly a time to be talking about the long-term viability.
It certainly is. And in a small market like Swift Current, we always have to be talking about the long-term viability. The one number that never fluctuates, always goes in one direction, is the budgets of Western Hockey League teams. So we're looking at a number that climbs every year. And so you just can't take your eye off the puck in that respect. It's something that we're always going to be talking about. So
I guess going into this meeting now, we've heard a tremendous amount of feedback. I know just from me writing the article that I wrote on my website, I got a tremendous amount of feedback on, you know, why were season ticket numbers down, and people showing willingness to contribute ideas and saying that they want to do what they can to help the Broncos increase those numbers and improve their financial picture. For those out there who have thoughts, and certainly it seems like there's, you know, hundreds of people who have their own ideas, how would you encourage them to get involved in the process if they want to be a productive and positive part of this process?
Well, I guess, I mean, specific ideas, if they were ideas on how to raise some money and do things like that, you know, that's an immediate thing that we can act on. It's an actionable item, and you know, talking to the business Mark Lamb, you know, as the general manager of the team, on a project that somebody would like to at least pass that information on or idea on. You know, over the years, I mean, we certainly would love to promote volunteerism and this type of thing. This is something that we've identified that we have lacked over the last several years, and that's not to say that we don't have volunteers. It's very much like our fans. We have fantastic fans. Our fans, when you stop and think about a building where we can put 2,100 people in that building, you are talking about something in the realm of 12% of all the people in your town. Mm-hmm. Are in that arena. I doubt whether any place in Canada could boast that kind of percentage or pro rata fan support.
Absolutely.
The problem is we just need more of them. We've got great fans, we just need more.
And it's the same thing with the volunteers. And I've heard
right.
The Hockey Hounds were at one point something like 40 strong, and now they're, you know, more like 8 or 9. And those people who are involved are very passionate.
They are.
And they work very hard for the team, and no one would denigrate certainly their efforts. It's just, again...
Oh, that's the thing. We need more people like the volunteers that we have, like the fans that we have. It's a situation where the largest single lever that we have to financial prosperity is in the number of seats that are empty during a game.
No,
and so we need to put our focus and get everybody in the organization. Hopefully, a lot of people in our community pulling together to figure out how we can fill those seats.
And are you comfortable with saying, now that you're sending out these plans to the public through the media, mm-hmm. You're open and willing to get that feedback from, you know, the paying customer and the community and those who feel like, you know, they certainly feel ownership of this team and they want to be involved. If they want to react to what they're seeing from this document or, you know, come forward to volunteer their services or ideas, then you're happy to hear them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would never turn our back on good ideas or people who are willing to help. So we encourage it. Part of our whole strategy here is to reach out to larger groups of people that we serve as a team and involve them in our success.
Well, terrific. I look forward to hearing the presentation and seeing the reports. And I don't look forward to seeing the loss numbers, of course, and I'm sure it's been tough to go through those books and see those numbers, but hopefully a positive future coming out of it.
Well, that's what the strategic framework is all about, is the future. That's what a lot of the things that Mark has been doing in terms of trades. Everybody within the organization, we now have a document where we can look and say, this is what we're all pulling together to try and accomplish. And, you know, so that it is about the future. We started 3 years ago, Sean, where we understood that the player experience was very important. And so the organization invested a significant sum of money in upgrading the dressing room and the facility because we felt it was critical to our ability to recruit players. It started there. We're looking now and trying to work together with the city to get a video board. This, to me, is critical to the fan experience. And so we're doing, you know, a lot of investing and a lot of heavy lifting here to try and make it better for players, to try and make it better for fans. And when you look at our organization, you know, the hockey organization, the only thing that stands between us and success is selling some season tickets.
And we've seen a desire and a commitment from the organization to even look to other avenues to raise money, like putting on a PBR event or putting on a St. Patrick's Day event or things of that nature. And that seems, is that a part of the plan that you're unveiling?
It very much is. In fact, we've put some numbers around new sources of revenue that we're all pulling towards. So anybody that has an idea where you can say this is a non-traditional source of revenue, what do you think of this as an idea? We've actually put some numbers around that and said this is our goal, to raise this amount of money from new non-traditional sources of revenue, which could include anything. You know, there's internet strategies, there's a lot of opportunities out there that we have not used in the past. So
certainly, but as you said, it all comes down, the bottom line is selling those season tickets, and if you can do that, and if you can, you know, put, say, the magic 2,000 number there, then you're guaranteeing some financial stability.
There's never any guarantees, and I was going to say that it's not the single, the only way we can do it. However, it's the best lever point, because if we can move up from 1,480 season tickets to 2,000, the financial impact of that is quite a bit greater than any of the projects that we would be able to carry off. And it comes down to, as I say, the leverage that we would have there, where the game has to be played. And so if we could find 600 more people to sit in those seats, that would be a very powerful driver to our finances.